Airport security. Make no mistake, I never want to be a passenger in an aircraft being hijacked, or being commandeered, or being repurposed as a lethal weapon, or carrying a bomb, or carrying a person carrying a bomb, or carrying a person intent on Hari Kari, or even carrying Harry Carey. I'm not really a Cubs fan. For that matter, I'd prefer not to be a passenger on an aircraft being detained endlessly on the tarmac, or carrying crying children, or carrying children in the seat behind you that keep kicking the back of your seat, or carrying really big people who can't or won't buy two seats, so they put the armrests up and take half your seat, or people that... But that's another story. Anyway, I get that we need enhanced airport security. I get that the best way to deal with potential disasters is to nip them at the gate. Pardon the paraphrasing. I just wonder if some of the procedures that have been instituted really make sense. For example, are nail clippers really a potential weapon? Or couldn't a terrorist hide explosives somewhere other than in his shoes? Between his butt cheeks, say? Please, Mr. Terrorist, do not take this as a suggestion. The logical result would be very time-consuming, not to mention a bit inconvenient. Passengers are advised to arrive at the airport 5 hours before departure. Please wear easily removable clothing. And what's with no liquids in excess of 3 ounces per container? Is it just me, or couldn't a clever terrorist divide up his pound of explosives into 6 containers? That's 2.67 ounces per container, in case you don't have your calculator handy. And don't explosives also come in amorphous plastic form? Of course, we could always amend the rule, no liquids and or putties, silly or otherwise, in excess of 3 ounces per container. Now, I can understand that computers pose a special problem. I mean, they are just crammed full of fancy electronic stuff, and I know that it takes a lot of fancy electronic stuff to detonate a bomb. A terrorist could build a computer-like device with pounds of explosives and detonation devices all in one. Then, but only after the seatbelt sign had been turned off and the captain had advised him was okay to turn on electronic devices, he could blow up the aircraft. Himself included, of course. But that's another story. Fortunately, it's not possible, evidently, to build a computer-like device with a functioning screen. So long as we require potential terrorists to turn on their computers, we'll be able to uncover the bogus computer bombs and be safe. Perhaps I'm just jaded. I still remember fondly the days when you could arrive at the airport a few minutes before departure with 3 bags to check and 2 more to carry on. But that's yet another story. Perhaps I should take comfort in the knowledge that, despite the dangerous times in which we live, I can be a passenger in an aircraft that is safe, thank you TSA, from the threat of being hijacked by a band of nail-clipper-wielding terrorists. 11/4/2010